A Christchurch midwife is concerned that some families are continuing to let people into their bubbles to visit their new babies. Belinda Marker says midwives are having to rethink home visits to reduce the chance of catching or spreading COVID-19. And she says they are concerned by government advice that they don't need protective clothing. Yesterday, the government announced it would send 7 million masks to frontline health workers, including midwives. But Belinda Marker told Lee Marama McLaughlin that masks are just one part of it, and they also need sanitizer, medical grade wipes, and disposable gloves.
Here we are up very close and personal with women, particularly during labour and birth, and being told we don't require PPEs unless someone is a confirmed case or a probable case, situations like that. So that, it's been pretty crazy just navigating that and going, what does it mean for us? How do we go on practicing? How do we do it in a way that keeps us safe and keeps our family safe?
Are midwives feeling safe at the moment with the advice that they have got from the Ministry of Health and however much PPE they do have?
Look, what I'm hearing is midwives are quite scared, really. They are, there's so many midwives actually out there, even in social media, asking for people to donate equipment, PPEs, masks, etc., because we just can't access it. So pretty, a lot of anxiety around that safety issue for midwives. But also we're going into, women's homes, and people are advised to obviously stick to their bubble, and a lot of midwives are experiencing where they're going into homes and there's a lot of extra people in the home, or someone's just wanted to pop in and visit baby, and you just breach those bubbles then. You just, again, it's that whole, we're walking in and out of homes. We want to keep women safe. We also want to keep our own families safe. And so we're really, really needing people to actually adhere to the advice of sticking to their bubbles.
That's Christchurch midwife Belinda Marker there.